in the dark, where the voice of the lion had been. While the roosters crowed, I dreamed of them, their voices crying in the barns and henhouses, close and far away under the dark. In my dream, their combs were red and their feathers black as coal. And while I slept, they crowed the dark away. Sunlight came red into my sleep, and I nearly woke until I turned over and slept again in the shadow of my face. Then the light brightened and hardened in the room, and I couldn't sleep any longer. But I kept my eyes closed, remembering what I'd dreamed. I heard Mother walk across the kitchen floor and shove the tea kettle to the back of the stove. I listened to her clear away the dishes that she and Daddy had used for their breakfast and begin cooking breakfast for Brother and me. The sounds separated me from the night, and I let my eyes come open. Brother was still asleep on the other side of the room. He'd thrown the sheet off and was lying on his back with one foot sticking over the edge of the bed. I watched his ribs fold and unfold over his breathing. The sun hit the mirror on top of the bureau and glanced off against the ceiling. Beside my bed, my pants and shirt were piled on my shoes where I'd taken them off the night before. My clothes were handy.